So go ahead and straighten up. Take the crown of the head and push it up towards the ceiling. And we're going to take a few deep breaths. So go ahead and inhale super, super deep. Retain the breath below the navel. Now exhale, extending the length of the exhale. And now once again, inhale deeply. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale, extending the length of the exhale. And now once again, inhale very, very deeply. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Okay, good. Now, bring to mind some sort of negative behavior pattern of yours that causes you suffering. Go ahead and take a minute with that to find that behavior. And it doesn't have to be a volitional behavior. It's like, oh, I get anxious in this situation. Oh, I'm afraid of this. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I act this way in this other situation. Go ahead and find some behavior that is dysfunctional, causes stress. Okay, so name that. Like really kind of make a shorthand name for that. Okay. And now kind of come into the mind state that drives that behavior. So imagine yourself doing the behavior. And then notice this. There is a certain way in which you view yourself, the world, and others when you're in this mind state, when you're acting this behavior out. Go ahead and notice how you view yourself, others, and the world. Go ahead and note that now. And notice how it feels true to you, right? This is your emotional truth in the moment. Also, this belief, this negative belief about self, other, and world, this is the schema or the emotional belief. Go ahead and name that emotional belief. Name it in a way that works for you. Like, oh, not good enough or incompetent or whatever it is. And now, this is very interesting and important. Notice how when you have this belief, in a certain way for a certain part of you, this dysfunctional behavior is necessary. It might even help you avoid an even greater suffering. Go ahead and see that now. This is cause and effect. There's no need to have any kind of shame about any of this. Okay, good. So now come back into the schema. Kind of repeat the negative belief that you have about self, other, and world. And now reflect, aha, I learned this somewhere. And so now look back into your past, likely childhood, but also possibly adolescence or earlier adulthood. And let a scene or a memory arise when this negative learning, this negative lesson about yourself, other, and world was reinforced and conditioned into you. And then importantly, this does not have to be a real memory. This can be a composite or amalgamated memory. So go ahead and find the memory now that reinforced this negative learning. Okay, notice, and I'll speak in the present tense, and you want to make this like very kind of alive and present in the moment. So in this memory, where are you? Who are you with? How old are you? And now, most importantly, what are the thoughts that are coming up? And also, what does this feel like? It probably feels pretty awful. And now, this is really important. Notice how this experience that you had, like, of course it taught you this lesson, this negative lesson. It would have had the same effect on anybody. This is just cause and effect. It's totally impersonal. It doesn't have even anything to do with you. Anybody would have picked up the same conditioning. Go ahead and see that clearly. Okay, and now come back into the scene, relive it one more time, and really let yourself experience it and kind of also get triggered. It's fine if this is triggering. We're about to repattern it and soothe it over. Okay, and now, have the perfect nurturers, can be one perfect nurturer or two or more, come into the scene. And there's two primary activities that they're going to do: protect you and keep you safe, stand up for you, and soothe you, comfort you, attune to you, validate the difficulty of your experience. So if it makes sense, go ahead and start with feeling protected. If somebody treated you poorly, Have the perfect nurturers confront that person, stand up for you. And then if that's not relevant, go ahead and have the perfect nurturers start soothing you, comforting you, attuning to you. So go ahead and develop the scene in such a way that you get your needs met. Go ahead and do that now. And they really keep you safe. And also, now, this is important. Notice how they're supporting you in this way is a total delight for them. This is a joy. They're so happy to help you. So keep developing the scene in such a way to get your needs met. That's right. And you can dialogue with them. If you need to express yourself, you can do that. They're so interested and attuned. And they respond with telling you the thing that's just right. Go ahead and develop that scene now. And they really get it. They know that these experiences were very difficult, but all of that is over and you're with them. You're never going to have to put up with these negative experiences ever again. And they also know that you're going to move through this beautifully. They're going to accompany you, but they're not rushing you through the grieving process. Or through your upset. They're totally present, totally patient. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. Shape and reshape the scene in such a way that you get your needs met in just the right way, knowing that this is a total joy for the perfect nurturers to do. They tell you just the right thing. They support you just the right way. That's right. Keep going. Really taking this in. And again, you can dialogue with them and they respond in just the right way. And now also notice their complete confidence in you. You are going to move through this just fine, and they'll always be there to help you. So really take that in. Okay. And so now I'll call your attention to something very interesting. So now think back, what was this negative schema or negative felt belief that I started out with? What was that? And now reflect on how the perfect nurturers have been treating you, how they've been helping you, nurturing you, and how they protected you. And I want you to notice how the way that they've treated you has actually disconfirmed this negative belief that you had about self, other, and world. Now go ahead and really see that clearly. Like you had this negative expectation, which you learned, right? And now they've taught you something else. They've taught you to expect something more positive from life. Go ahead and see that now. Okay, good. Now, what we'll do is we're going to float back to this original negative scene that you identified earlier. The float back before it ever happened. And now we are going to redo the scene. Except for now, you're with the perfect nurturers and it goes in an ideal way. So you redo the scene and it all goes perfect. So go ahead and redo the scene with the perfect nurturers. But then this time, there are no more problems and it goes well. You can do whatever you want. Maybe you go out and get ice cream, whatever it is. But redo the scene now. That's right. Keep going. That's right. Keep going. Okay, good. And now, so really take this in. Really start seeing how now you have more positive expectations of life. And now what we're going to do is we're going to switch between the negative belief and the old negative scene and all these positive experiences with the perfect nurturers. We're going to switch between them back and forth. This actually really helps us force emotional memory reconsolidation. This really helps with the healing. So go ahead and feel into the negative belief and that old negative scene. And now reflect back on the experiences with the perfect nurturers, how you were totally loved, totally delighted in, totally supported and protected. And now switch back and forth at your own rate, at your own pace. Do that for about a minute. So you're moving back and forth between the old negative schema, the old negative belief, and this new positive set of experiences. That's right. Keep going. And now, just only reinforce the positive, but reinforce it with great salience, like really feel it. Smile, feel the smile in the body. And now see how this is what you expect from life. That's right. Really feeling into this. And now kind of float back to your adult life, your real adult life. So here you are. And now imagine your adult life unfolding, going forward into the future. And we're going to see all the positive implications of this work that we've done together. So now we're going to focus on the social, and then we're going to focus on more the exploration end of things. But now bring up a scene with friends, with family. Now see how your expectations are different. See how you expect to be delighted in, to be seen and known, to be respected. Really feel into that. And like actually straighten up the posture and feel how you naturally hold your head up high. Also smile, and now feel that smile in the body. See how you expect the best from social relationships. And also, of course, you reciprocate, right? You delight in others. You attune to them. You take great interest in them and in their mental states from a place of security, from a place of warmth and caring. So see this scene develop of you interacting with your friends and family. And now notice this, all of these positive social experiences inform you about your sense of self. This informs you as to you having a very positive sense of self, a social sense of self. Feel into that. Feel into how you know you are a delight. And now we'll turn the mind towards exploration, towards getting the things done in life that we're interested in doing, pursuing our interests. So now with this sense of both the perfect nurturers supporting you and all these positive social engagements. Now make a plan for one of your explorations, for some of the things that you find compelling in life. Go ahead and do that now. Like, oh yeah, I'll do this, then I'll do this, and this is what I want, etc. Okay, and now see yourself executing your plan. Notice this sharpness of mind. notice how you're so clear on what you want and you can go after it and get it. Go ahead and see that in the scene. That's right. Keep going. Really feel into that. Okay, and now this might seem a little bit weird, but there's a reason why I'm inserting this. Now, imagine that your explorations are now not going well. You've hit a roadblock. Maybe you're upset. It's like, oh, it's not going well. Oh, what am I going to do? So bring that up now. Bring up some frustration. And now the perfect nurturers come. They soothe you. They let you know that they are totally confident. They know you're going to move through this no problem. Maybe they brainstorm with you as to how to iterate around this problem, around this roadblock. And now you're doing your exploration again. You're implementing your new updated plan, and it's going really well. So go ahead and imagine that now. That's right. Really see how you can have your desired impact on the world and on others. And now notice how this informs you as to your sense of self. Notice how you feel that, like, the locus of control is internal, that you have agency, you have choice around your life. Really feel into that. I can go after what I want. How wonderful. And now two more brief steps and then we'll end the meditation. So first, reflect on how, like, oh, I have all my needs met. And now notice how there is this quality of generosity and concern for the well-being of others, and how that this comes from a place of fullness. And so now for just a minute, wish well to others. Send them peace, happiness, love. See how your needs are sufficiently met to where there can be a wholesome, secure concern for the well-being of others. And this helps you feel very connected. Okay, good. And now I'll count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.